Item number seven, please.
Eight.
Oh, I'm sorry, eight. We were on seven.
Item number eight, from the Chief Financial Officer, Milwaukee Public Museum, submitting quarterly financial updates. This item will also be considered by the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit. It is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Welcome, gentlemen. Would you introduce yourselves for our
yes.
viewing audience as well as our listening audience?
Yes, thank you. Good morning, Chairman. My name is Jay Williams, and I'm President and CEO of the Milwaukee Public Museum. And joining me is Mike Bernatz, who's Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer.
Please.
Well, good morning, and let me again start off by saying a thank you for this public-private partnership that is the Milwaukee Public Museum. This wonderful cultural attraction, academic institution would not be part of the fabric of our city without the support of Milwaukee County. So let me start off with that big thank you. If we kind of summarize first our financial performance for the first 6 months, we're about $93,000 ahead of plan on our net asset position. In a nonprofit, net asset would be your net worth. Our operating performance is below plan, and that is offset by the performance of our investments, which are ahead of plan. And together, those things make us about $93,000 better than we thought at plan. On the revenue side, we're behind on our admissions. A lot of that relates to the fact that we thought we would open up the new rebranded theater in November, and we didn't open it until March. And we are now currently marketing that. We're a little behind on our fundraising and our membership. And a lot of that shortfall in revenue has been offset by a reduction in expenses. In particular, to let you know, the senior vice presidents and myself have agreed to take 12 furlough days this year as a way to help try to close the gap on the revenue shortfall. And again, as I mentioned, the operating revenue shortfall is offset by an increase in our investment performance, and that creates the positive net asset position. As we look forward, our biggest challenge really remains the unfunded pension liability and related cash flow expense for the 53 people that came over from the county at the time that MPM was incorporated back in 1992. Kind of some highlights right now. We're very pleased that our core attendance is up about 3% over last year. We had a really strong March, which was driven by the fact that Easter was so early this year. Field trips are up 14%, and we're really happy with that. We're also excited about our Learning Journey partnership with the Milwaukee Public Schools, and that's been a real big hit with third graders. As you know, every third grader in MPS will participate in this program. We also had over 4,000 people attend our annual archaeology fair. And our current traveling exhibit, Real Pirates, is pretty much on our plan for attendance. The revenue is a little light, but that's only from the good news standpoint that we have more kids coming. And with kids come a lower ticket price, and so that's kind of brought the revenue down a bit. But we're so excited with the amount of children who have been here. We are also excited that on March 1st we began marketing the Daniel M. Soroff National Geographic Theater and Planetarium, and I hope you get a chance to come over and see the 3D capabilities of the theater. In particular, we have a wonderful 3D film right now called Flying Monsters, which is the history of flying reptiles, which is a fascinating educational film. We're also pleased to note that we've added 3 additional PhDs to our adjunct faculty, which now brings that to 12. And we're also excited with the fact that we continue to work on the first new permanent exhibit at the museum in some time, which is the formation of Western civilization. And we hope to have that exhibit open in the first quarter of 2015. So that would conclude our comments, and very happy to answer any questions.
Questions by committee. Supervisor Borkowski, and then Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Gentlemen, thank you for targeting the third grade. I just want you to know that was the 4 best years of my life. I want to talk about the food and froth event that you had in February. That always seems to be very, very successful, right? And it sold out again this past year. And without sounding like we should maybe go to the well too often, has there been talk about maybe doing a second one or one sort of like that? I mean, this seems to be very, very successful. It seems to have a nice following. Any thoughts from the development people as far as maybe try to utilizing that more?
That's really a good question. What I would say is right now we have two main events, the gala, which happens in October, and Food and Froth that happens in February. We feel we should be doing one more event, and so we'll have gala, Food and Froth, and right now we're doing work on what that third event should be. And we really haven't made that decision yet, but your point's well taken. We think there's another opportunity to have some type of special event at the museum.
Good luck to you.
Other questions by committee members? Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You mentioned furlough days.
I beg your pardon?
You mentioned furlough days. Yes. If I heard correctly, 12 furlough days for management.
That's correct.
I'm curious if that's being extended to other employees.
It is not.
Okay, then I want to thank you for that, because I think too often we see management dictate that the lower-level employees have to take furlough days and management does not, and I think you did it the proper way this time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Further questions by committee members? I'd like to express my appreciation on the MPS partnership. As you know, I have voiced my concerns on many occasions regarding collaborative relationships of that sort between our cultural institutions, particularly in our school system. And I think this is really looks like a terrific program, so thanks much for that effort. If there are no further questions, this item is in.